The gist. 3 years ago, I had several discussions with a retired ME/CFS and fibromyalgia doctor named Frank Perino, focusing on the sleep problems in these diseases. And by the way, Frank also has ME/CFS and fibromyalgia. At some point, we drifted out of touch and Perino did not review this post. With Tonix's Tonmya approval, though, I thought it was time to publish it. After a bout with spinal meningitis as a child, Perino came down with ME/CFS. Decades later, now a doctor, he tried a medication called Xyrem, which changed his life. His fatigue, sleepiness, brain fog, and depression disappeared, and his energy returned as he made a near full recovery. Casting about for an answer, he realized that many of his symptoms fit a diagnosis of narcolepsy. Using sleep studies and by doing extensive patient exams, Perino came to believe that many of his ME/CFS and fibromyalgia patients fit somewhere in what he called a narcoleptic spectrum. Perino found that many of his patients entered into REM sleep too early, experienced dreams while going to sleep or upon awakening, some forms of sleep paralysis while awakening, and cataplexic attacks, that is, sudden losses of muscle tone during the day, which could cause everything from falling down to slurred speech to heavy feeling muscles. Perino said most of the focus in narcolepsy is on the stereotypical narcoleptic who suddenly falls asleep during the day, but believes narcolepsy has a spectrum aspect to it and that doctors can get too tied into overly restrictive diagnostic criteria. Because he also suffered from insomnia, he did not fit the criteria. Perino recommended that ME/CFS and fibromyalgia patients do the Epworth Sleepiness Scale test and get a multiple sleep latency test, or MSLT, which is done the day following a sleep study. The MSLT assesses daytime sleepiness by determining how quickly you fall asleep after the lights are turned out. A positive response during the MSLT, having cataplexic attacks and or having low orexin levels in the spinal fluid, are all diagnostic of narcolepsy. For years, Perino regularly prescribed Xyrem, or GHB, which regulates the sleep-wake cycle. The drug was cheap and easy to get, and while the drug could be touchy, he reported remarkable success with it. After Xyrem became associated with date rape, GHB plus alcohol can cause loss of consciousness, the drug was listed as a Schedule 1 drug. Xyrem became approved for narcolepsy, but under restricted conditions, and after Jazz Pharmaceuticals' costs skyrocketed, it became hard to get. Perino's idea that narcolepsy is a spectrum disorder is being vindicated. While narcolepsy has traditionally been divided into two categories, one with cataplexy, which includes a loss of orexin-producing neurons in the hypothalamus, and one without cataplexy, other variants have shown up. While some people have a complete loss of the hypocretin neurons, others show partial losses or fluctuating levels of hypocretin. It's now recognized that the symptoms of cataplexy can range from sometimes subtle states of daytime drowsiness to abrupt falls. We're about to learn more about a key narcoleptic neuropeptide called orexin A in ME/CFS. The Open Medicine Foundation-funded study by Dr. Mullington is the first to measure orexin A, the substance that Xyrem enhances in ME/CFS patients' cerebrospinal fluid samples. Besides the sleep-wake cycle, orexin is also involved in energy homeostasis and autonomic nervous system regulation. While low orexin A levels are not necessary for narcolepsy, Mullington's study could uncover a narcoleptic-like subset in ME/CFS. That could help on the treatment end, as 26 orexin-enhancing drugs are in the pipeline and one is up for FDA approval this year. Several more are showing promising results in Phase 2 studies. Orexin-enhancing drugs are clearly a growth field. Thanks for listening.